Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast program. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery, leadership revolution, and life success. Learn something new from our mentoring conversation today. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Guess what? We have a real treat in the studio like we do every Monday, but this one, we've got the biggest podcaster on the planet in the studio. Yeah, well, the Skype studio, that is. John Lee Dumas is the host of Entrepreneurs on Fire. It's an award-winning podcast where he interviews inspiring entrepreneurs every Monday and drops value bombs every Thursday. With over 2,000 episodes, 1.3 million listens every month, and seven figures of annual revenue, JLD, as he's called in the field, is just getting started. So you can visit his eofire.com website to get your entrepreneurial journey on fire. Doesn't matter what industry you're in, I think you should check out his podcast for sure. He posts his financials, his revenue streams every month. And he has an accountant on, and they talk about what they've learned from the numbers. It's a delightful interview. I hope you enjoy it. And let's get started with our conversation today. Welcome to the program, John. How are you feeling?
I am fired up, Nancy, and stoked to be here.
Excellent. So we are firing out 15 minutes. So there are three things in, 15 minutes that I wanted to focus with you on. And one of them has to do with your revenue streams. I'm a huge fan of yours. I think you've got the greatest podcast on the planet. I think it's actually a great business model for anyone in business. I appreciate that you are so open and honest, both you and Kate. And so three things I wanted to talk about is your revenue streams, kind of doing a little comparison, talk about how to build out revenue streams or what your experience has been with that. And then also talk about you and your life together with Kate. You're both in business together and you're married. So it'd be fun to talk about that.
Let's rock it all out. And we got a solid 15 minutes to make that all happen.
Excellent. All right. So I took a few notes because you make it so easy to kind of check your revenue out for 365 days. And I thought it's interesting because as we're taping, you've just aired your 2011th podcast episode since 2012, and you've been firing out those 7 days a week. And through a survey that you did at your 2000th episode, you did this massive survey and then shared it with the world. And I thought that was just so cool to gather that kind of information. And you really did a lot of restructuring. Can you tell me a little bit about
restructuring? It was a big transition in our business. We definitely became known as the daily podcast and as just a person that puts out a lot of great content on a very consistent basis. And, episode 2000, April 13th, 2018 seemed like the right time to make a shift and to try something new to kind of continue to test the boundaries, push the envelope, get out of the comfort zone, try new things. And so far it's been a blast.
Oh, that's great. And you've listed four revenue streams. So your E on Fire, your Entrepreneurial on Fire sponsorship, your coaching, affiliate revenue, and your Fire Nation Elite. And those have changed now since your last financial reporting in April. So you still have your Entrepreneurship on Fire sponsorship, both as your top income producers. Coaching has kind of bumped down or maybe been replaced by Podcasters Paradise. And your affiliate revenue is similar. And then you've added in from all your learnings, the Mastery and the Freedom Journals. I think that's so awesome that you took all that you've learned from these 2,000 episodes and have produced different products as a result of what you've learned. And one of them you said was your goal, people need to have strong, consistent goals. Was that your impetus for developing the Freedom Journals?
That was definitely it. You know, I recognize after interviewing 2,000 successful entrepreneurs that success leaves clues, and people really have a great understanding who are successful on how to set goals, on how to accomplish those goals. And I wanted to give that system, that formula, to everybody, to all of my listeners of Fire Nation who would want it. And so that's why back in January of 2016, we launched the Freedom Journal, which is a step-by-step guide to accomplish your number one goal in 100 days. And that's it. It's one goal, 100 days, and you will achieve the freedom that you want, because your number one goal will help you unlock that freedom. And it just struck a chord with a lot of people. And in 33 days, the Freedom Journal generated over $453,000 in sales.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And it's only gone on to sell more and more as the years have gone by. We're now over $1 million in sales for the Freedom Journal alone, because it has really struck a chord with entrepreneurs and just people alike who just recognize the importance of setting one goal, focusing on that one goal, and accomplishing it in a set time frame. That's 100 days.
Excellent. And how is that different? Why did you pick 100 instead of, like, I hear a lot about the 90-day goal?
Because I don't like to be like everybody else. I like to zig when people zag. And to me, 100 is just a much better, rounder number. I wanted to incorporate 10-day sprints throughout those 100 days. And overall, it just felt like it was the right number, the right vibe. And I like to follow my gut, my heart, my intuition. And that's what I did.
And it's really paying off. I think what I admire the most about you is your authenticity. And you and Kate both feel like you're both in this together.
We definitely do. You know, we're both business and life partners. We have each other's back. We're building this business together. And we talk about it. You know, we say, you know, we could do X, we could do Y, we could do Z, but how is that going to impact the lifestyle that we want? So it's not all about the money. It's not all about the business. It's all about a combination and a balance of the two. That's really key for us.
Excellent. And you also talk about, some of the things that you're learning, some of the roadblocks, your struggles, your own fear. So you're very vulnerable. And a lot of couples who are in business together do not want to share that aspect to the degree that you guys have in the world today, because they feel like it's going to take away from their relationship. Did you weigh that out as you two kind of ventured forward with this?
Yeah, we definitely weighed out the pros and the cons. And, you know, we continue to have discussions, you know, on a very regular basis to make sure that we're on the same page, because things change over the years. So Kate and I have been together 7 years. We've been running this business for almost 6 years now. And so a lot of things change over that time frame. And it's important not just to have that initial conversation and then drive forward, but to continue to have that, you know, very consistently to make sure you both remain on the same page.
Yeah. And as you're both getting ideas now, it looks like, so Kate offers, I like the way she talks about the affiliate program, or she talked about how to put together a survey, which you did this massive survey. You got this amazing results from people. I was really, the biggest part about your survey that I was surprised with is how many podcasts people subscribe to. I mean, 33% subscribe to 9 podcasts. I just thought
it
was
insane.
Amazing.
It was a huge surprise to me as well. And, you know, honestly, I think that's kind of one of the problems in the industry, is that there's just so much great content out there. Like back in 2012, 2013, 2014, there just wasn't a ton of competition. It was kind of like this blue ocean where, you know, I was one of those very few business podcast hosts. And, you know, obviously people saw the success that I was having, both financially and just in business in general, and that other people were having as well. And they said, wow, this is a great opportunity to dive on into. And, you know, now there's just a ton of great podcasts out there. So there's a lot to choose from. You know, back in the day when there was three TV channels, ABC, NBC, and CBS,
right,
those channels got a lot more views than when cable was introduced. And all of a sudden there's, you know, all these different channels. And now guess what? Now there's Netflix. Now there's Amazon Video. And so people are watching even, you know, less and less of a specific show, but just watching, you know, getting spread out over all of these different shows. So, you know, it's very interesting to kind of see how these things just kind of happen. And, you know, overall, all you can do is just adjust with the times and make things happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's funny you mention TV, because we just got rid of all of our cables. So we just have Netflix.
Wow.
I know. It was a huge step. We thought, let's just try it. Let's just see. We got rid of our landline finally. And let's totally, I know, right? It feels weird to even talk about a landline. Like, oh my God, did I really say that? But it's true. So, okay. Excellent. Yeah, you're changing with the times. And the reason that I think you're going to continue to just explode in your growth is because you're learning from the lessons that are presented to you. And I, you know, your theme of success leaves clues. Did you come from an entrepreneurial family?
You know, kind of. I mean, my dad was a lawyer, but he ran his own business. Like, he hung his own shingle. He was his own boss. So he was an entrepreneur. And, you know, my mom, she was a stay-at-home mom. So, I mean, that was just kind of her thing. But at the same time, you know, I can just remember always kind of looking at my father and seeing that he was his own boss, that he was leaving work when he wanted to leave. But at the same time, he was putting in long hours and he was stressing out about different things, like, you know, providing, you know, enough work so his secretaries, you know, were fine and, you know, were getting paid and, you know, having the kind of the weight of the world on his shoulders in that area as well. So, you know, I definitely saw that the pros and the cons to running your own business.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet they are so proud of you and Kate.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, it takes so much to come up with a really great idea and to really work it the way you have. It's just awesome. So Oprah Winfrey, when she started making, pulling in the real numbers on her talk show, she said that people kind of came out of the woodwork, you know, asking for money. And she said, especially cars. And that's what was the impetus for one of her most famous shows, where she gave a car, pulled together people in the
audience. You get a car.
Yeah, you get a car. You get a car. But everybody in the audience really needed a car. So she handpicked the audience. And I was just wondering about that for you. If by broadcasting your income, do you get kind of strange? Do you get any a lot of asks in ways that you might not if you weren't advertising it? Not advertising it,
you know,
but I mean you're posting it.
I kind of expected to, but that just wasn't the case for some reason. Like, I really have not been getting hit up by a lot of people, and you know, it just hasn't really been the reality. So, you know, I just put myself out there to be authentic, to be transparent. I think a lot of people look at it like, you know, I've created a business and I'm reaping the rewards of that business, and that's that. And, you know, I might have people saying, you know, do I want to invest in this opportunity or that? But, you know, nobody's really looking for handouts coming my way for whatever reason. That's just not the case. And, you know, maybe that'll change at some point, but so far it really hasn't.
Well, maybe our world is changing. You know, maybe our people Could are, be. You know, like really taking, not looking for handouts anymore, that they are really, you're such a great role model for doing this on your own, you know,
Could
pull
be.
Together the resources and, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite advice to give anybody that seems to come up?
You know,
most.
My favorite advice is one word, and that one word is focus. Follow one course until success. I see so many people failing because they're distracted, because they, you know, just are unable to really sit down and be productive in one area. Like, they refuse to just choose one horse and ride it. And the people that win do the opposite. They focus, they niche down, they choose one horse and they go all in and they ride it. And to me, that makes all the difference in the world. So if you can just take away one thing, it's focus. Follow one course until success. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is I really wish that people understood the value of just having one big idea. Like, I've had multiple big ideas over my life that have led to 7 figures plus in revenue, each independently. And it all came from having one big idea at a time, going all in on that big idea and absolutely crushing it. And I believe in this to such a degree now that I've actually created a completely free training. And this training is for anybody who either A, does not have a big idea and wants one, or B, has a bunch of ideas and they don't know which one is their big idea. So again, this is free training, and I recommend everybody listening going to get this because it's going to change your life. It's called 3 Hours to Your Big Idea. And in just 3 hours, you will identify your big idea, and then you'll be able to go all in and be off to the races with confidence. All you need to do is visit yourbigidea.io.
Great. Excellent. All right. Well, it looks like we will end on that note. That 15 minutes really cruised by fast. Of course, I knew it would be. We have one person in common, Angel Jones.
Yes.
He's a fellow podcaster from Trinidad. He is in the process of, you know him?
Yeah, definitely heard of him.
Yeah, okay. He's making, so he's going to visit every person that was on his podcast. And so he's mapping it out and putting it up on LinkedIn. Another brilliant idea. So very fun.
Exciting
Anyways,
times.
You're brilliant. I think everybody, no matter what industry you're in, should go to eofire.com and check out and learn as much as you can, because you're the most effective teacher outside of Oprah that I've ever met.
Well, listen, I received that. Thank you for those kind words. It really means a lot coming from you. And I look forward to our paths crossing in person soon.
Oh, great. All right. Thanks.
Take care, Nancy.
Okay, you too, JLD. JLD was in the house. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Take care.
Thank you. This was fun, and I really got out a lot out of today. And I think of this as marketing and promotion. I'm actually walking away with development and growth.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I thought this whole experience, the mentoring conversation before we started recording, and this conversation after was extremely helpful.
Do you want to promote your business and grow in your leadership skills? Here are a few ways you can promote your business and get leadership help through We Mentor, Inc. You can be a podcast guest. Challenge yourself to share who you are on air. We'll help you out. Secondly, you can sponsor our podcast program. You can invest a small fee to have you and your company name announced at the beginning and end of one or more shows. The third way that you can promote your business and grow in your leadership skills is you can set up an individual strategy session to do work one-on-one with me, focusing on specific life and leadership issues and skills you want to acquire. Or the fourth way is you can join an entrepreneurial leadership and mentoring lab. These ELM labs start throughout the year. They are small groups of 5 to 9 business owners who are out to profoundly shift their lives and lead with authenticity. In 2016, I became a registered yoga instructor and mindfulness meditation teacher. I also became certified online with Brené Brown's Brave Leadership and Courage Works courses to learn an effective process of being all in, falling, getting up, and trying again. In turn, I can mentor others in how to dare greatly and rise strong. I feel better equipped to help you forge ahead in these times of great uncertainty. Our Entrepreneurial Leadership and Mentoring Lab process is an integrated approach to leadership development. We do yoga, meditation, and leadership revolution skill setting. Yes, we will help you learn how to strengthen your body, strengthen your mind, and increase your emotional stamina as part of our leadership development process, along with learning about real-world business planning and strategic planning. We do what works. Get involved, get started. You can reach me at 612-804-8920 or go to wementor.com and connect with us. Lastly, if you like our podcast program, help us keep it going. You can donate to our program. Just go to the wementor.com website, click on buy button, and fill in the donation amount that you would like to contribute. We appreciate any and all contributions. See you next week.